News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
What are your plans for the long weekend? For some, it'll be filled with chocolate, but for others, Paul, you'll be glad to hear, it's still very much a religious occasion. It's 6 years now since the Good Friday alcohol ban was lifted, and very few pubs have stuck with that old tradition. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, has found a publican, though, who will be closing his doors and also ask people where they sourced a drink back in the day.
I remember people getting trains, they go down the country, turn around and come back to us because they could drink at the trains at the time, so a lot of people used to do that.
But you never boarded the train on purpose?
Definitely not, no, definitely not.
I remember some of them would go down to the station, you know, the train station, and then an awful lot of people used to go over to Holyhead to get a drink on the boat there.
Big time for house parties, I think. It's killed the house party by opening the pubs up again. The fear of not having a drink drove people to drink, I think.
People used to stock up the trolleys on a Thursday.
Yeah, there were good parties too, you know. It was kind of a wild day.
We had big, huge parties on Good Friday.
So bring back the house party.
Well, you know, I think a bit of restrictions now and again makes people get creative with their outlets.
There's a lot of talk of extending opening hours at the moment, but it wasn't very long ago when the doors would be closed for religious reasons. Fewer and fewer pubs are sticking with the tradition, but I found one in Mount Mellick, County Laois.
Hello, my name is John Edward Maloney. I'm the fourth generation from Maloney's Gaelic Bar, Mount Mellick.
What made you say first day, look, you were going to stick with tradition?
And we had a talk among ourselves and we said we'd rather keep with the tradition. It's 2 days a year we get to close. Most publicans aren't off that day. They're in doing painting, some kind of upkeeping. So we just wanted to keep the tradition. If the government come in at some stage in the future and say, right, you can open Christmas Day, does that mean you're going to open Christmas Day and lose that as well? We're not going to do that, so we'd rather just stick with the tradition. It's 2 days of the year. We don't plan to ever open on Good Friday.
And I've spoken to other publicans. They did stick with the tradition. They were staying closed up until COVID. And then they said, look, they need to open at every opportunity available. And look, we often hear the hospitality industry that business is tight, but you don't feel the need to maximise the sales.
Well, every day you're opened is obviously a bonus because it's a day to have income coming in, but we would rather just keep the tradition and keep the doors closed on Good Friday and have that tradition. It's also sometimes that if you don't have something on that day, it's sometimes spend with your family. There's not many days you get to do that in the pub trade.
John Edward has a busy weekend ahead with plenty of live music, but there'll be no pints poured on Good Friday, something his customers are more than happy with.
Getting closed 2 days of the year, Christmas Day as well. Happy days.
You wouldn't be going looking for somewhere else?
No. And it doesn't even bother me when they're open. I wouldn't go for a pint Good Friday anyway.
Is it for any religious reasons? Or?
No, yes, I'm not religious, but...
Just tradition?
Yeah.
We're used to, you know.
Every pub should close Good Friday.
Give everyone a chance to have a day off. Do nothing, just enjoy the day off. And it should come back on tradition on a Sunday as well. Back from the, what was it, 2 to 4 on a Sunday.
The holy hour. Yeah,
the holy hour is right.
But everyone was sneaking in. Did you ever sneak in? No.
But that's why.
Do you have to look somewhere else now on Friday, or would you bother?
I know, they don't go over for Friday night anyway. No, they should stay closed.
You think all of them should stay closed?
Oh, yeah.
Why, for what reason?
Give the barman a chance. Let them rest up.
You keep them busy enough Monday to Thursday?
Well, that's the plan.
Many links between church and state have been left in the past, so it's interesting to hear how these churchgoers in Dublin feel about the easing of the Good Friday tradition.
We accepted it because we grew up with it. We didn't actually think about it. I mean, there were lots of people who avoided it and lots of people who bought stuff into their houses. There were bottles of whiskey brought in during the week that wouldn't have been there other weeks.
When the doors were open then of the pubs, do you think was that a bit of a step back for Ireland or for religion in the country? Or?
I didn't think it was a step back. I think it would be a gross step back if the pubs were going to be open until 6 o'clock.
Was it good for Ireland that the pubs were closed for a day?
I think it was, yeah, definitely. I don't think it's right. 1 day a year is no problem, is it?
What did you think of it at the time? Was it good for the country that there was at least a day when they
were
closed?
Yes, absolutely. Holy Week and faith is very important to me.
Was it a bit of a blow for the church when they decided to open them on Good Friday?
No, I don't think so. If people want to find drink, they'll find drink, and that's the way it is.
Before the alcohol ban was lifted in 2018, those in search of a drink flocked to trains, planes and ferries, while racing events and private clubhouses also served a tipple, something many reminisce with fondness.
I think I got on the boat all right when went to Holyhead one time with the gang of girls all right, yeah.
You planned a bit of a breakaway just for that?
Yeah. It wasn't even a getaway, it was just on the boat and back.
I say it was a big session, was it?
Yeah. with the girls.
Yeah, but you weren't the only one
but
on it.
But you know what? The fellas always went to Liverpool for the weekend. Always went away for the Easter.
So you had a great time. Onto the ferry, over and back.
Yeah, yeah. We said and now back onto it and back.
Good times.
Having fun.
Ah, good times indeed. Josh Crosby reporting there. I do remember once going to Belfast on Good Friday and staying overnight just so we could have a drink because we were so deprived of drink.
No, but it became like a challenge. That's what it was. Yeah. It was you rose to the challenge.
Ferries, canal barges, anything you could do to get a drink.
It was one of the biggest celebratory nights of the year.
The more obstacles they put in our way.
All of this week, we have teamed up with our show sponsor, Air, to give you a great prize, a fantastic competition all of this week. They have launched their brand new platform, Air for All, the network made for all. And Air for All offers Ireland's most reliable broadband speeds, Air TV with Apple TV 4K and Air Mobile with the best available 5G networks across Ireland. And for more on Air for All, you can go to air.ie. But today we're giving you another chance to win that Samsung S23 FE, which is a cool mobile phone, with a Samsung Galaxy Watch 6 smartwatch. So you're getting a cool mobile phone and a cool smartwatch. And to be in with a chance to win, just answer this fairly simple question. Who painted the famous artwork, The Last Supper? You know it well. The Last Supper. Text the word prize with your answer and your name to us now on 53106. That's 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And by 9 o'clock this morning, someone will have won that fantastic prize.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.